A self-directed student may not fit the mold of a well-behaved student. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Anahid S. Modrick, Assistant Professor in the Department of Psychology at Thomas Jefferson University, examines whether the benefits outweigh the negatives.
Learning and achievement are both desirable but different outcomes. Research now suggests learning and cognitive development may be compromised in environments putting high value on scholastic achievement. More specifically, the skills needed to be an effective self-directed learner are in fact different than the skills to be an on-task, well-behaved academic performer. This trade-off has cognitive costs, especially for students in K-12, and the development of these skills will affect their outcomes over time. If students are to be able to learn and do so effectively, they must have necessary opportunities to do so. This points us to the construct and context of autonomy, the freedom to choose how to act, think, behave, etc. In theory, when individuals are afforded greater autonomy, they are more often put into situations of having to consider multiple options or causes leading to an outcome. They need to evaluate all possible outcomes of an action of choice, a form of self-directed thinking and reasoning. Indeed, when we tested this across middle and high school students, we found that more autonomy is associated with the type of critical, self-directed thinking and learning we want. To the extent that some of these circumstances are available to the individual, they deserve our close investigation along with external factors under educators' more direct control.
That was Anahid S. Modrick of Thomas Jefferson University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.